Today's episode of J-Rock Concerts, the podcast, is brought to you by HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Go to HelloFresh.com/50JRodConcerts and use code 50JRodConcerts for 50% off plus 15% of the next 2 months.
A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
And welcome to a new episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. How is everybody doing? Thank you for giving us your time, wherever you're listening to, whether you're riding in the car, watching on YouTube. We appreciate your support. Great episode today, guys. We just came back from the Midland cruise. We were out at sea, sailed from Miami last week on Monday, came back on Friday, and saw some great stuff, made some great connections. And one of these great connections was singer-songwriter Caitlin Butts, our guest today on the show. Caitlin Butts has burst onto the scene as one of the voices that you ought to know. She's a force to be reckoned with. Behind her flowing locks of hair, the Oklahoma native has a devastating storytelling, songwriting skill that no one has, and a radiant voice that cannot be ignored. In 2023, she had her biggest year yet. She toured with friends of the show like Morgan Wade, Lainey Wilson, and she recently played South by Southwest. And she's headlining some of the biggest festivals right now in the world. So we welcome Caitlin to the show. We had a great conversation about resilience, about taking leaps of faith. So we hope you guys enjoy it. We hope you guys enjoyed this conversation with Caitlin Butts. And thank you to everybody at the Midland Cruise. Six men. The Midland Boys, and everyone involved for having J-Rod Concerts over. Anyway, let's get on with the show. Caitlin Butts on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
Hey, Caitlin.
Hi.
You know what's funny? This cruise has like that TV entertainment system. And the other day, I was like shifting channels.
Oh, yeah.
And like your videos are like going through.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was like marveling at like the cinematography, the stories of your videos. I was like, I didn't want it to end.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's the popcorn?
Thank you. Which one did you watch? What else can she do? With the dog and the drag queen? Yeah.
The one in the diner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Me and Fernando, I wrote the story. Me and my friend Fernando Garcia, I had written the story and like scene by scene, like wanted different angles and stuff, and he helped me bring it to life. Yeah.
That comes from your head. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Have you thought about going back to acting? I know that's in your background, you know.
I love it. I don't know if that's like my thing. I haven't done that in a long time, but yeah. I'd like to.
I mean, it's clearly like a part of the Caitlin
Butts. Yeah. You know? Yeah. If anyone wants to hit me up, let me act.
Yeah, and I think like in, you know, when we were younger, music videos were like such a thing, like MTV and all that stuff, and that's lost. So I appreciate that, like, you're bringing it back, basically.
Thank you so much. Anyway. I think it's important. It's part of the putting out art is like doing it in every way that you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, or anywhere that you have the idea for it.
Right. But you do it right.
Thanks.
Like, there's like, I'm a big like YouTube fan, and they never got the videos right.
Yeah.
It's like, I'd rather just listen to the music.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I've been listening to your music like the past 2 weeks, kind of just getting in the Caitlin Butts world, preparing for the interview. And I love the resilience in your music.
Thank you.
Like that grit and kind of that, there's a theme of, you know, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you.
Yeah.
It's like a very powerful message.
Yeah.
Where did you get that from?
There's like a sadness to it, and then, but it's like triumphant at the end.
Right.
I think just the things that I went through and, makes you learn how to persevere and keep going and take it one day at a time, and then and then it translates into a song and what you learn from what you go through.
Yeah, exactly, like the seasons of life.
Yeah,
like, you know that very clearly.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like when you were like living with like your grandma and your mom, for example.
Yeah.
Right, and you moved in with your grandma.
Yeah.
There seems you know, you had this like leap of faith into the universe, which I think as an artist is good to have.
It felt more like the rug was being ripped underneath me. But yeah.
But is that, like I was going to ask, is that where that, you know, world where you built all that kind of like muscle of being comfortable with being uncomfortable?
Yeah. Yeah. I think whenever you, whenever something like that happens in your life, you learn how to adapt or how you just kind of figure out what's important. And, you know, sometimes the biggest, the most important thing is just like staying alive and taking it moment by moment, like what's going to give serve me dopamine today and what's going to like serve me in the long term. But I think going through those hard things just really helped me start from absolutely nothing. It helped my mom and I just like really determine what was right for us. And then music came after that, you know, kind of reflecting on that time or during it too sometimes. But sorry.
You're fine. I love that. Take me to Union High School for a second.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to know, Caitlin, in Union High School, like, were you, like, the most popular girl in school?
No.
Not at all?
No. I mean, I was, I had lots of friends. I was on the Palm Squad. I played guitar. I had lots of friends in different friend groups. I didn't really stick to, like, one one little friend group. I just loved everybody. And
you always knew you wanted that this was your destiny.
I didn't know that I could do this as a job until I was in college for it. In Tulsa, we don't have like Texas Country Radio, or we didn't really have that much, like cultural influence of like, this like medium level of music where you can make a living. Not, you don't have to be Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert or, you know, Luke Bryan to succeed, in music. You can, there's a whole, like, whole ton of people who make a living, just doing country music at like at a medium level. And
sure.
And so once I learned that was possible, that felt like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do. But I've always loved performing since I was a kid. Yeah. You couldn't keep me away from it. Yeah. So
was it a teacher or someone that you talked to in the university that like, that told you like, hey, like take the leap?
So I had vocal teachers growing up, Sherry Towns and Meredith Lee, at Theater Arts in Broken Arrow, that always like encouraged me to sing like myself, and because choir teachers didn't really like my voice because I didn't blend very well. I was always a lot louder than everyone else, and I didn't want to sing like, you know, how I was supposed to, and they hated it so much. And so I didn't do choir, but I did musical theater, and they really encouraged me to sing just like myself, to not injure myself, and encouraged me to do exactly what I wanted to do, sing the songs I wanted to sing. And then went to college at ACM at UCO, and there was a guy named Chris Hicks, who was Reba McEntire's guitar player for 10 years.
Yeah.
I had done the two-year program, the associate's degree, and we were trying to determine whether or not I should go for the bachelor's or just like go start. And because I also just didn't know if I wanted to go into remedial math, which is what I would have to do if I wanted to keep going. I would have to do math, science, and I'm like, that's not my thing. I need to start now. And I talked to Chris, and he said some people need a couple of years to keep growing, and he said, but I feel like with country music and what you do, the most that you're going to learn is if you just go out and start doing it. And so I was like, that's all I needed. Thank you. But I mean, especially coming from him, who has been in the industry and knows what he's talking about. Yeah. And that was just like the push that I needed to just start from nothing and just go learn from experience.
I find it fascinating when I talk to, you know, to great talents like yourself or like people that have really chased the game. There's always people in their path that said, oh, no, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You sing too loud. You don't have a good voice.
Yeah.
That just boggles my mind.
Yeah. Well, you just go away from those people and don't listen to people that, you know, aren't doing it themselves. I mean, some people that are doing it themselves, they have a different experience. So sure. Just take advice with a grain of salt and do what you want.
And you mentioned Miranda Lambert. It was one of her songs, Kerosene, right? That like rewired your soul. Right?
That was like the first song I learned in a guitar lesson. Mm-hmm. My very first guitar lesson, he taught me that. And because he knew, he was my neighbor's guitar player or guitar teacher, and he would come in through our back gate and then come over to my house and come teach me stuff. But the first lesson, my mom kind of told him, like, she's not, like, going to be a theory kid. She's not going to be somebody who's interested in why it's an E chord or whatever. Right. Just teach her a song. So, and he taught me that thing, and it hooked me. Yeah, he nailed it, and yeah. And it made me. And he did show me a couple other chords that I could learn. If you learn GCD, you can play so many different songs. And he knew that that would hook me, and it opened up my world. But mostly, I just wanted to learn every song that Miranda Lambert. Yeah. Sorry, I spit. But, and yes,
you guys are both badass. Breaking like.
Well, she's just like this person. She's a force. She has so much like power within her. But also, like, there's a delicacy to her voice, and I don't know, her songwriting and her performances are incredible, and I've always looked up to her. So to wield that, or just to watch someone like that, like, kind of hone in on every bit of her craft, like, I really wanted to be that.
Well, let's leave it with that, because I know you have a busy schedule. You have a huge show today. It's super stoked to see you
Thank
in the main deck here in this giant cruise. Miranda Lambert and females in country music, a lot have been speaking about, you know, female representation in radio and the discrepancies and all that's been talked about. You've been in Nashville now, you know, basically 5 years on and off, and, you know, you're an Okie, and you've done the journey. Have you noticed kind of like improvement in that area? Is it slower than you would like? Is it like, are you noticing that maybe doors are opening smoother than before, or where do we stand?
I think there's not a field in the world that's not going to be like very male dominated. And like just being acting like, you know, music industry is like the only place that exists. It exists everywhere. And we're always coming from like a inferior standpoint, or like kind of like needing to, we kind of have to take extra steps to find success.
Sure.
But I think that women and what we are, like, that comes naturally to us, and we know, like, we're able to climb the staircase faster and quicker because we know all the steps that we have to take to get there. Yeah. Some people are able to take 3 steps forward, and we have to do 10 steps this way and all the way around, but that's what women do in every aspect. And so it's just like, it's just what we do. But I don't know if it's gotten easier, or like in the industry, I don't know if it ever will. But I think women are just badasses and can do it with a pair of heels. So
whatever you're doing, you know, keep doing it, especially that resiliency. That's a beautiful message for all of us. The seasons of life, winter doesn't last forever.
Yeah.
Spring is going to come. You've shown it. You live it. So thanks for that.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.